Good morning, everyone. Thank you for stopping by. Appreciate it. Realize it's probably getting towards the end of a long week and there may be some hangovers about this morning. So thanks for stopping by. My name is Kim Ellery. I am the Director of Product Marketing at Absolute. We work alongside Microsoft, who embed our persistence technology in the firmware of their devices. So in the Surface Book. And what that allows is for you to see the device and to take action on the device, regardless if it's on or off network. But we'll go into a little bit more detail about this shortly. My background is in mobile security. So it's great to see so much focus this week on security, because it's really the foundation of what allows us to deliver some of these productivity services to our users. So I've been to a number of these different presentations in the past and sat through some sales pitches, so that's definitely not my intention today. I just want to touch on three key areas, and hopefully this is things you can take from this presentation and apply in your respective roles. So those are as follows. So when we look at a holistic data security picture, we're no longer in a position where we can be 100% protected. We need to do some risk assessment and balance those risks. And often when we look at security, we often forget about this thing, the endpoint itself. So we'll take a look at how we can incorporate the endpoint into our overall security architecture. And then finally, we'll look at how we can develop a playbook of attack and defense, which is the adaptive security model. So sometimes we need to be more proactive, other times we're reacting to incidents as they happen. So we'll get going. Just before we dig in a little bit deeper, I just want to take a step back. This is probably 10, 15 years ago. I'm sure many of you remember the good old days of security when all we had to do in IT was ensure that the castle walls stayed up and all our devices, all our data were within the castle. And as long as nothing got in, none of those external threats, we were protected. Now, I'm sure as many of you know, this is no longer the case. So in today's reality, threats can now come from anywhere. We've seen a good example in the media last week when it was reportedly a nation-state attack. But in many cases, it could just be one of our users have left a laptop in a taxi cab, or they've transferred some data into the cloud when they probably shouldn't have. So today's threat landscape is very, very different. What we're also dealing with in IT is a huge range of different devices. So we all know tablets, laptops, smartphones, desktops, corporately owned, personally owned devices, people are transferring data into public clouds, private clouds, hybrid clouds, you name it. So today's reality is very, very different than what we faced in the past. So as an industry, how have we adapted to this new reality? We've kind of taken that old model, that castle approach, and simply built more walls. And this is that layered security or defense in depth that I'm sure many of you are familiar with. And it's definitely good practice. So we want to make sure we're using encryption, firewalls, network security. But this model looks really good on a slide and in the perfect world, but we don't operate in a perfect world. So what can happen over time is these layers slowly erode. So users can uninstall applications. Maybe our antivirus hasn't been updated. It's a vulnerability that hasn't been patched. So over time, these layers slowly fade away. And if you think about that from a hacker's perspective, they just need to get it right once. They just need to target a specific layer and they're in your organization. They essentially have keys to the kingdom. And what can also happen is if we think about the user or the endpoint itself, they're already inside of these layers. So I seen a great example a couple of weeks back at an airport when a user was sitting there on their device and they had a little post-it note and it had the encryption key written on the device. So if you think about it, they're already inside these layers. If someone gets access to that device and that encryption key, they have the keys to the kingdom. So how has this layered approach worked for us thus far? I'm pretty sure every presentation at this event has some statistics. So this is going to be my one. It's quite staggering, really, how many data breach records we're losing every single minute. So it's like 2,000 per minute. well, like 10,000 since we started this presentation. So that layered security model, even though we have more tools in our arsenal than ever before, we're seeing a huge number of data breaches still occur. So what are we missing? Why does this continue to occur? Now, when I look at this slide at a Microsoft event, it's probably a bad visual pun to use, and that definitely wasn't my intention. But what it's designed to represent is, many of us are transferring data into the cloud, we're encrypting it, we're protecting it, but we're often forgetting about the entry point, which is the endpoint itself. If you think about if this device was compromised, the amount of data that can be accessed, even in these cloud-based services. So really the key message is protect the data, but don't forget about the endpoint itself, because often that's the entry point to the organization. So how do we do that? Well, the first step is really we need to see our endpoints. We need to know where our devices are. So we have a number of conversations with security professionals, and we ask them, how many devices do you have? Relatively simple question. And they say, somewhere between 9,000 and 10,000 devices. That's like a margin of error of 1,000 devices. So if you don't know where those devices are, how are you going to protect them? So that's the first step. You need to see your devices. Once you know your devices, you can then have a deeper understanding of what data is on the devices. And this goes back to that adaptive security model. So if you know this is your CFO's device, it's got financial records on there, you know how to protect that. Whereas if this was someone in marketing's device and they'd simply downloaded a document by mistake, you can adapt your response based on the nature of the data on the device. So know your devices, know your data. And that's really the what you need to protect, what you need to guard against. But we also need to remember the who and the how. So who is using this device? What does their risk profile look like? And that's the user themselves. So that's when things like security awareness training come in, user monitoring. And if we take a step back and think about the how did this potential breach occur? And there's a lot of learnings we can take from that to ensure it doesn't happen again in the future. Does anyone here watch Mr. Robot? Seen a few episodes, so I'm not going to give any spoilers away. So without going into too much detail, there's an excellent episode in the first season when the main characters are looking at this secure data warehouse called Secure Mountain, which may or may not represent another company. But in this episode, they're looking at a way in to breach this data warehouse, and they looking at this security footage, and they say, we've got state-of-the-art network security, firewalls, next-generation antivirus. And the main character, Elliot, says, I see 6 vulnerabilities right there. And it's 6 users walking in with their endpoints. So again, do not forget about the user. Often they're the weakest link in your security chain. Now, you might be thinking this is some big dramatized breach that happened on a TV show. It's probably never going to happen to me. I've only got 5 people on my IT team. How do I protect against that? How do I defend against that? Really, the message is, don't wait for it to happen. Did anyone see Brad Anderson's keynote on Monday? He referenced a stat from the director of the FBI. He said, there's 2 types of organizations. There's those that have been breached and those that just don't know about it. So the message here is, don't wait for it to happen to you. Develop a playbook. Know how you are going to respond. Do incident response training. Prepare for these things in advance. So this particular slide looked a little bit different yesterday before the Microsoft brand police got their hands on it. It actually showed an image of the world's most successful sports team. Does anyone know who that is? Maybe my accent gives it away. So it was an image of the New Zealand All Blacks, which is obviously my favorite sports team. And you're probably thinking, what does this have to do with a security presentation? Actually, it has nothing to do with a security presentation. I just wanted to get my favorite sports team in there. And even though Microsoft removed it from the slide, I still managed to do that. But back to the topic at hand. So when we look at the playbook, we want to think about three key areas. And this is a similar model that Microsoft presents, and I think it's really effective. So the first step in the playbook of attack and defense, or offense and defense, is protecting our devices. And that goes back to that visibility. We need to see everything. So we need to protect our devices regardless of if they're on or off the network, who's using them, where they are, what's happening. Because we can see them, because we can protect them, we can then detect events that are happening. So look for anomalies and any suspicious behavior that is happening, which allows you to be proactive. And since we detect events, we can then respond appropriately. And that's back to that adaptive security model. So how do we roll out this playbook? Again, to the theme of the presentation, it's about visibility. We need visibility everywhere. That starts at the device. We need to know what applications are on it, both good and bad. We need to understand who the user is, what they're doing on the device. And importantly, we need to know what sensitive data is on there, because that determines how we respond. So how can we help? So Absolute, we work alongside Microsoft and we embed that same firmware level persistence technology in the devices at the factory. So it ships with that technology, it's dormant, chances are it's on majority of devices today, it's on over 1 billion devices globally. And once that technology has been activated, it then provides you with a reliable connection to that device. So it doesn't matter if the hard drive is replaced, the firmware is flashed, the operating system is reinstalled, the user attempts to disable it, that technology will self-heal itself, it will come back, which means you can continue to see the device, the data, the applications, and the user activity. So if you do have any questions on this, I'll be around for a few minutes afterwards, or we are at booth 245 in the expo hall. Happy to take any questions, and thank you all for your time. Enjoy the rest of the event.